Hi, and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm Kate Grumke. On today's show...
If you look at the elbow of the other person...
You won't miss.
The high five. One Missouri lawmaker has proposed that the slapping triumphant gesture should be the official greeting of Missouri. But first, local elections are quickly approaching. On April 8th, voters will be choosing between three candidates hoping to fill the empty First Ward Columbia City Council seat.
You got me for the people!
We talked to the candidates to find out what they have in mind for the city of Columbia. Columbia's First Ward encompasses the area between Broadway and I-70, but scoops down to Stadium to cover the University of Missouri campus. It reaches to College Avenue on the east and just past the Columbia Mall on the west. On April 8th, voters will be given the chance to select the newest representative for this ward. Fred Schmidt, the current council member, decided not to run. Now, there are three candidates vying for his seat. Voters will choose between Tyree Bindham, a radio talk show host and community leader, Bill Easley, an outspoken retired fast food worker, and Jenny Chadwick, a graduate student at the University of Missouri.
My name is Jenny Chadwick, and I'm running for the First Ward City Council seat.
Chadwick is studying public health and journalism. She's attended every city council meeting since she announced she was running, and she says if she's elected, she would work to communicate openly with people living in the First Ward.
Many of the community members who attend the council meetings, it's the same people, and they are really informed and involved, and it's trying to disseminate that information to the community at large to make sure that they're aware of the issues.
Retired fast food worker Bill Easley also filed to run for the open seat and agrees that communication is essential. He says bringing jobs to Columbia is the most important issue.
And I like to help the city manage the money better, do better with the money. And they bought three sets of parking meters, raised the parking fees. They don't know how to spend the money. All they do is think about student housing.
Tyree Bindham will also be on the ballot for the First Ward seat. Bindham has a weekly radio talk show on KOPN that offers Columbia's black community a place to talk about local issues. Bindham is also one of the 13 people who were chosen to be part of the Mayor's Task Force on Violence. Here he is talking on KBIA's Intersection program about gang violence and increasing Columbia's police force.
When it comes to officers and having enough, we got to have it. But also, there's so many other ways that we can combat this. To make sure that we have, that the people have those, that feel safe when they go to work and home, which is where we spend most of our time.
Since Bynum is a member of the Baha'i faith, he doesn't campaign for any political position and declined to comment for Talking Politics. But Bynum will be on the April 8th ballot, and if chosen, he says he would accept the position. That would make him possibly the first ever Baha'i to hold political office. To learn more about his decision not to campaign for his seat, you can read an update from our Faith and Values desk at kbia.org. Around the turn of the 20th century, the nickname Show Me State was designated for Missouri. The state also has a state animal, the Missouri mule, a state bird, the bluebird, and a state insect, the honeybee. Now, a legislator wants an official state greeting. From Springfield, Scott Harvey tells us about the latest proposal that is turning heads, or should we say, raising hands.
In the halls of the Missouri State Capitol in Jefferson City, one thing you're bound to see a lot of is handshaking. And around freshman State Representative Courtney Allen Curtis of St. Louis County, you may also see some high-fiving. After all, it's his bill that aims to designate the expression as the official greeting of Missouri.
The true intent of it is to promote bipartisanship, but secondly, to engage the children.
Due to his busy schedule, I was unable to witness this self-proclaimed high-fiver in action, but I wanted a sample of where Missourians stand on high-five greetings.
So I'm walking along the sidewalks of Missouri State University in Springfield, where my greetings have been, well, awkward.
There was this guy who probably thought a hello was enough from a complete stranger, but when I asked,
high five greeting?
Sure. He did say yes, but his hesitantly raised hand screamed why, and I quickly slapped his palm before he had a chance to reconsider.
But for every dozen or so quizzical looks and limp-wristed responses, there were what I call the emphatic embracers.
Hey guys, random high five. Nice, thank you.
Perhaps these two are ready to embrace the high five as Missouri's official state greeting. Back in Jefferson City, Representative Curtis tells me he recognizes that his bill does have its critics, mainly because it might suggest a waste of time and lack of focus on more pressing issues. But he says the bill does no such thing.
I come from a district where we don't have as many people engaged, so if this is a way for me to get people involved at a young age, hoping that they'll stay engaged going forward, then it's not a waste of time.
The High Five bill has been referred to the Missouri House Tourism and Natural Resources Committee, where at least one of its members is hoping that's where it dies.
I fought vigorously against the state dessert being ice cream.
That's Democratic State Representative Charlie Knorr of Springfield, referring to a 2008 bill which won the approval of lawmakers, but not until after lengthy debate.
Because that ice cream thing went on and on and on. Should it be in a cone? What flavor should it be? Should it have sprinkles?
Knorr suggests exercises intended to increase youth engagement in state government stay in the classroom and off the House and Senate floor. But Representative Curtis is optimistic that things like the type of high five won't warrant prolonged debate.
I got a couple of low fives yesterday, and I said, that's not what we do. That's a Kansas thing, but, you know.
As for the art of high-fiving, should you choose to embrace, my awkward journey across the Missouri State campus taught me a valuable lesson in learning the best 10-finger slap.
If you look at the elbow of the other person,
you won't miss.
You know this.
Yeah, I do, because I'm an actual high-fiver.
Okay, well, let's do it one more time with the elbow look. It works every time.
I'm Scott Harvey.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody when I was a little fellow on.
That's it for Talking Politics this week. Here's Johnny Cash singing Missouri's state song, The Missouri Waltz, to play us out. I'm Kate Grumke. Thanks for listening.
So sweet and low. Hush-a-bye, my baby. Go to sleep on daddy's knee. Journey back to Dixieland and dreams again with me. Oh, it seems like your daddy was there once again. And the